mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So the next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. Just last week when I was walking down the street, I observed this lovely lady that I wanted to meet. I walked up to her, I said hello, she said, hey, you're kinda cute. I said, yes, I know, but by the way, sweetheart, what's your name? She said, my friends like to call me Exotic Elaine. I said, my name is the Prince. And she said, why? I said, well, I don't know, I'm just a hell of a guy. But enough about me, yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do. I pop some cash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash, then the girl was mine. I took her over town, a wine and dine.
The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the March 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. We're going to go right to Who's Who in Sports, page 8, second line. Mohamed Salah, forward, Liverpool. His height is 5'8", his weight is 159 pounds. He was born June 15, 1992 in Bezion, Egypt. Through January 4th, Salah was second in scoring in the English Premier League with 17 goals. He signed with Liverpool last June. He previously played for the AS Roma in Spain's La Liga. He also suited up for Chelsea in the Premier League in 2013-2014 and 2014-2015. Salah has scored for the Egyptian national team 11 times in 13 World Cup qualifiers and scored 3 goals while playing for Egypt at the 2012 Olympics. He also found the back of the net once at the 2011 Under-20 World Cup. In what decade was the Premier League founded? Do, 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 do. Answer? 1992. Next, we have Case Keenum, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. His height is 6'1", his weight is 215 pounds. He was born February 17, 1988, in Brownwood, Texas. His first season with the Vikings, Keenum passed for 3,547 yards and 22 touchdowns to lead the Vikings to an NFC North title and a first-round bye in the playoffs. Keenum, who was drafted by the Houston Texans in 2013, has played in a different city in each of the last 4 years. He was traded to St. Louis Rams in 2015. They moved to L.A. in 2016. At the University of Houston, Keenum broke NCAA record for career passing yards, 19,217, and touchdown passes, 155. Question: who led the NFL in passing yards in 2017? Answer, it was Tom Brady of the New England Patriots. He threw for 4,577 yards. And lastly, Edna Kurgat, distance runner, New Mexico. Her height is 5'6". She was born June 15, 1991, in Eldoret, Kenya. Kurgat won the 2017 NCAA cross-country title as a redshirt sophomore, finishing the 6K course in 1942 and leading the Lobos to a team victory. She won all 5 meets she entered last season, starting with the 5K Notre Dame Invitational. She set a course record there, 16:01.8. She was the 2017 Mountain West Conference Runner of the Year and won the Honda Sport Award as the nation's top cross-country athlete. After earning All-America honors at Liberty in 2015, Kurgat transferred to New Mexico. Which school won the 2017 NCAA Men's Cross-Country Championship? Do 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 do. Answer: Northern Arizona. Let's go to page 16 through 18. Minka Fitzpatrick, Team Alabama Crimson Tide, position defensive back. Spotlight: after winning a second national title at Alabama, this serious and seriously talented go-getter will pursue success at the game's top level. Coach Rich Hansen likes to tell the story of when his St. Peter's Prep Marauders won the 2014 New Jersey Championship. Hansen called the next morning to congratulate his star, senior cornerback Minka Fitzpatrick. Minka couldn't talk. He was in the middle of a workout. The defensive back chose the University of Alabama over two dozen other schools that offered him scholarships, then spent his last high school spring break standing on the sideline at Tide practice, preparing himself for the next challenge. During his freshman year in Tuscaloosa, he helped Alabama win the national title. In 2017, as a junior, he was the best player on the nation's best defense and arguably the most dominant player on any of the four teams in this year's college football playoff, which the Tide again won to claim their fifth title in 9 years. Fitzpatrick has displayed the same tireless work ethic ever since he set foot on campus. This season, he used his Sundays, traditionally unscheduled days, to watch film with coaches. Tide staffers trade stories of walking into a dark athletic complex after hours to find one scream ablaze: Fitzpatrick, pausing and rewinding. "He's the standard of the program," says junior running back Damian Harris, a top NFL prospect who credited his success in 2017 to his off-season workout with Fitzpatrick. "I just like being around him," Alabama coach Nick Saban says. "I like the way he goes about his work. It's fun to see him improve and take on new challenges. He's just one of those favorite guys." Finding a home. Fitzpatrick's parents, Minka Sr. and Melissa, stressed to their children that you earn your future. Minka Sr. took his son to the shop where he worked 70 hours a week as a diesel mechanic and volunteered him for the dirtiest, heaviest jobs. "If you don't want to be here forever," he reminded the boy, "you better keep those grades up." Minka Jr. was accepted to St. Peter's, an all-boys school an hour away from the family's home in Old Bridge, New Jersey. He was about to begin his freshman year when Hurricane Irene crashed into the state. The seven Fitzpatricks, Minka has three sisters and a brother, waited the storm out. Their backyard filled with water. An otter floated past as they removed the contents of their cellar upstairs. After the storm cleared, the house was condemned, and they relocated to a shelter before moving to Melissa's mother's basement. Minka Sr. dropped his son at the shop right on Route 9 every day, where Coach Hansen would collect him and take him the rest of the way. Unable to afford the cafeteria meal, Minka ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. After a year of struggling to pay tuition, Melissa buckled. "We're going to go back to public school," she told her son in the car after a scrimmage. It was the silence that got her attention. She saw in the rearview mirror that Minka had pulled his towel over his head. She stared at his scrunched-up face, lower lip jutting out, holding back tears, and thought, "We've got to find a way to do this." Each parent picked up a third job. The family worked evenings to rebuild the house and spent weekends journeying to football camps across the country by car. To get Mink exposure in the football mad South, his parents posted highlights on YouTube starting when he was in eighth grade and tried not to turn down any invitations. In one video, the pint-sized running back somersaults over a tangle of defenders. Fitzpatrick chose to attend Alabama, where his parents saw a perfect fit with Coach Saban. They knew that the notoriously hard-working man who had once complained that winning a national title had cost him a week of recruiting would understand their son. Wired differently. Saban likes to say, "You can either suffer the pain of discipline or the pain of disappointment. and Fitzpatrick demonstrate the phrase even off the field. The Tide won the championship game 45-40 over Clemson his freshman year, but he got beaten for two touchdowns. After the game, he called Hanton to apologize for his poor performance. He once looked so distraught on the sideline that Harris asked him what was wrong. "I missed an assignment," he said. "Dude," Harris said, "we're up by 40. Chuck Morris, a performance coach who worked with Fitzpatrick in the offseason, disputes the way most people describe his pupil's mindset. "Hard on yourself isn't emotion," he says. "He strives for excellence, which is purposeful. Fitzpatrick has played every position in the secondary, sometimes switching from snap to snap. He has the cover skills of a cornerback, but the instincts and range of a safety. This is the future," Saban says, as the game moves toward pass-heavy open formations. "He's the prototype of a modern college defensive back," Saban says. At the end of a whirlwind week of honors in December, Fitzpatrick picked up the Jim Thorpe Award for Best Defensive Back in the Nation and the Chuck Bignarik Award as the Best Defensive Player, joining Charles Woodson and Patrick Peterson as the only athletes to have won both honors. Some level of meticulousness is to be expected from anyone who achieves this level of success. Still, all new Alabama players take a personality test when they arrive, so coaches can adjust to their learning styles. In the years it has been administered, no one has scored closer to Saban's personality type than Fitzpatrick. That sounded about right to his parents. At 12, Mika had looked disdainfully at teammates splashing in the pool at night before the Pop Warner Championship game at Disney World. He grumbled about the right way to prepare. His parents relate the story with a chuckle, but the moment still annoys Fitzpatrick. "I just think if you're going to do something," he says, "you should be great." 3 days after he helped Alabama again prove its greatness on the national stage by winning the 2017 NCAA championship, Fitzpatrick announced that he will enter April's NFL draft. Being a top pick, as Fitzpatrick is projected to be, is a pretty big deal. It's likely he won't take long to savor the moment, though. Such is the price of pursuing greatness. Still on page 19, Big Dogs on D. When the NFL draft rolls around in April, the top offensive players are going to get a lot of the attention. But these defensive stars, all projected first-rounders, deserve your attention, too. Bradley Chubb, end, North Carolina State. The Wolfpack's new career leader in sacks, 26, and tackles for loss, 60, earned the 2017 Nagurski Trophy awarded to the nation's top defender by the Football Writers Association of America. The 6'4", 275-pounder is at the top of some draft boards. Derwin James, strong safety, Florida State. A knee injury kept this 6'3" speedster out for most of 2016, but James was an All-America in 2017 and proved he could do it all. Rack up tackles, 84, pick off passes, 2, block field goals, 1, and return kickoffs, 6. Josh Jackson, cornerback, Iowa. Jackson's FBS leading 8th interception of 2017 sealed the Hawkeyes' win in the Pinstripe Bowl against Boston College. A backup for most of 2016, he broke out this past season and was a first-team All-America. Malik Jefferson, linebacker, Texas. The nation's top player at his position coming out of high school, Jefferson was a starter in all three levels of his seasons with the Longhorns. He was the 2017 Big 12 Co-Defensive Player of the Year and led the Longhorns in tackles, 110. And finally, Vita Vey, tackle, Washington. The 6'5", 340 pounds, Vey is an intimidating presence inside and was a big reason why the Huskies only allowed 100.8 rushing yards per game, fourth in the FBS. The Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year had 44 tackles and 3.5 sacks. Silly scouting. The NFL Combine began in late February. More than 300 draft prospects were measured in events such as the broad jump and the shuttle run. Sure, those drills can help tell us if an athlete has what it takes to play with the pros, but we would learn a whole lot more if guys were tested in these events. End zone dancing. Anyone with blinding speed and bullish strength can score, but it takes a comedian's wit and a ballerina's dexterity to pull off a great touchdown celebration. No one wants to see a beautiful TD run capped off by the robot. Autograph signing. Navigating an NFL defense is nothing compared to getting through a pack of training camp autograph seekers. Scouts want players who can scribble their John Hancocks while keeping their feet moving. Penmanship, while a plus, is not necessary. Media relations. Want to please the press? Gab. Want to get on Bill Belichick's good side? Shut your trap. The greats can do both. Talk and talk and talk without saying anything meaningful. A CPM, clutches per minute, higher than 9.5 indicates first-round talent. Gatorade dumping. Unloading a bucket full of an ice-cold beverage on a coach following a big win, cool. Drenching teammates in the process, a surefire recipe for locker room discord. Players should try to keep their drench radius under 3 feet. And finally, film study survival. Players spend hours and hours watching film. A true pro uses this time in the video room to catch up on sleep, but only if he has the ability to snooze with his eyes open. Page 24. Poster face-off. Giannis Antetokounmpo versus Braden Holtby. Giannis is from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's a forward. Braden, Washington Capitals, the goalie. Age. Giannis is 23. Braden is 28. Height and weight. Giannis is 6'11", 222 pounds. Braden is 6'2", 211 pounds. Hometown. Giannis is from Athens, Greece. Braden is from Lloydminster, Saskatchewan in Canada. Nickname for Giannis, the Greek Freak. For Braden, Holt Beast. Good genes. Giannis, Mom Veronica was a high jumper and Dad Charles was a soccer player in Nigeria. Giannis has four brothers. Thanasis played for the Knicks and Costas as a freshman at Dayton. Braden, Father Greg was a professional goaltender for the Saskatoon Blades of the Western Hockey League. Braden's sister, Taryn, is an accomplished curler. Hard worker, Giannis. Sold bags and sunglasses on the streets of Athens to help support his family. The Antetokounmpo's moles moved from Nigeria to Greece a few years before Giannis was born. Braden worked on his family farm, doing things such as repairing fences and baling hay. The Holtbys have a 6,000-acre farm with 500 head of cattle. Food fact. Giannis sent a memorable tweet during his rookie year. I just taste for the first time a smoothie. Man, God bless America. Braden, favorite food is sushi. For fun. Giannis likes to play laser tag with his brothers. It's not easy for the 6'11 Giannis. I get so low no one can see me. Braden plays guitar. His mother Tammy sang in a country band when Holtby was younger. He often strums and sings before games. Finally, good guy. Giannis worked with kids in Africa as part of the NBA's Basketball Without Borders program. Braden, at the World Cup, wore a mask honoring one of his favorite singers, Gord Downie, who was suffering from brain cancer. Holtby auctioned the mask and donated the money to a cancer charity. More highlights from Giannis of the Milwaukee Bucks. Career highlights. First, we'll do Braden Holtby. of the Washington Capitals, a goalie. His career highlights 2017-2018. In his sixth full season with Washington, Holtby was named to his third consecutive All-Star team. On November 10th, in a 4-1 victory over the Penguins, he became the second fastest goalie to reach 200 wins, 319 games. 2015-2016, Holtby tied the NHL single-season record for wins by a goalie with 48. He accomplished the feat despite playing in just 66 games. Martin Brodeur of the Devils needed 78 games to notch 48 wins in 2006-2007. Holtby won the Vezina Trophy as the league's top netminder, becoming just the third Caps goalie to win the award. 2010-2011, 2 years after the Capitals selected him in the fourth round of the draft, he made his NHL debut as a late sub against the Bruins. Washington scored twice late to give Holtby the win, and he followed it up with a W in his first start 2 days later. Giannis, Milwaukee Bucks forward, career highlights, 2017-2018. The Greek freak started the season with a bang, scoring 37 points during an opening night win over the Celtics. He then scored 44 3 days later in a win over Portland. At the midway point of the season, he was second in the league in scoring with an average of 28.3 points per game. 2016-2017. Giannis was voted as a starter in the All-Star game, making him the first Milwaukee player to earn the honor since 1986. He became the first player to finish in the top 20 in the league in scoring, rebounding, steals, assists, and blocks as the Bucks finished above 500 for the first time in 7 years. 2013-2014. After Milwaukee selected him with the 15th pick in the 2013 draft, Giannis, who had been playing in Greece, was named in the NBA All-Rookie Second Team. March Madness Preview. 68 teams, 1,000 players. The NCAA tournament will be filled with freshman stars and Cinderella stories. Which team will reign supreme? Fresh Take. Freshmen have taken over college basketball, wowing fans with their talent and production. But will that translate to victories in March? Kevin Knox, small forward, Kentucky. Marvin Bagley, power forward, Duke. Jaren Jackson, power forward, Michigan State. Colin Sexton, point guard, Alabama. Trey Young, point guard, Oklahoma. The shout-outs rolled in one day by one for Oklahoma guard Trey Young. LeBron James posted a picture of the two of them on Instagram. Steph Curry called him unbelievable and said Young's magnetism is special. Russell Westbrook described his play as amazing. Dwayne Wade tweeted, "If you haven't tuned in, you better." There's a good reason why NBA royalty is showering praise on this 6'2", 180-pound freshman. Young scored 43 points in his fifth game, a win over Oregon. Against third-ranked Wichita State a couple of weeks later, he scored 29 and added 10 assists. The next game against Northwestern State, he tied an NCAA record with 22 assists. In an overtime victory over TCU, he scored 43 points, 29 after halftime, and hit 10 threes. He scored fewer than 20 points only once, and that was when he had 15 in his debut. He's on a record-setting run. Only one freshman has ever led the nation in scoring, Jason Conley, BMI, 2001-2002, and only two freshmen have led the country in assists, T.J. Ford, Texas, 2001-2002, and Lonzo Ball, UCLA, 2016-2017. Through January 22nd, Young had 30.5 points and 9.7 assists, putting him on pace to do both. I mean, I guess people who expect me to play like Steph now every night, he says, referring to the Warriors superstar. But I just play my game. Who wouldn't want to be compared to a guy like Steph Curry? Young is not the only first-year player making waves. All over the country, freshmen are dominating college basketball, carrying on a trend that began in 2006 with the implementation of the so-called one-and-done rule, which keeps players from entering the NBA until a year after their high school class has graduated. While college programs have benefited from the policy, loading up on talented would-be NBA rookies, having superstar freshmen doesn't guarantee a title. Got next? Young's slight frame and high-volume scoring have led some to compare him with Curry, who averaged 21 points as a freshman at Davidson. Ease right in, page 32. Marvin Bagley III was 14 when he became famous. 3 days after he finished 7th grade, Arizona State offered him a scholarship, as did Creighton and the University of San Francisco. So it's no surprise that Bagley, who ultimately signed with Duke, is one of the top candidates for Player of the Year. He's averaging 22.5 points and 11.5 rebounds for the powerhouse Blue Devils and is a prime candidate to be the number one pick in this year's draft. The list of fellow freshmen making huge impacts is long. DeAndre Ayton is a 7'1" forward, is averaging 19.7 points and 11.1 rebounds at Arizona. Colin Sexton is leading Alabama with 19.3 points per game. Mohamed Bamba at Texas is second in the nation in blocks. Colorado's McKinley Wright led the Buffaloes to their first win over a top-five opponent, Arizona State, since 2003. And that's not including Missouri's Michael Porter Jr., whom some expected to be the best in the class. He injured his back in his first game and had season-ending surgery. You would think that these freshmen, who not only have to acclimate to college life, but also have to adjust to playing on national television, in packed arenas, would take a month to figure out how to play at the next level. But that's not what happens. They all have competed against each other at the highest level before they even got to college, says ESPN analyst Fran Fraschilla, a former Division I coach. The fear factor of going into college has been lessened by the fact that these guys come in with great confidence. These guys have had success not only against future college players, but also guys that played in college last year and are now in the NBA. The summer circuit, tournaments and leagues hosted by organizations such as USA Basketball, AAU, and Nike, is one reason why Kevin Knox has been able to thrive at Kentucky. The Wildcats start five freshmen and play eight. Even their coach, John Calipari, who is famous for recruiting freshmen, knows the risk. A team this young usually goes 7-30, and they fire the coach, he told reporters in December. But Knox, who is averaging 14.3 points, knew his teammates before he arrived in Lexington. "We were friends before we got here," the 6'9 forward says. "We played against each other." We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. She said, "Why?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I'm just a hell of a guy. But enough about me. Yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you..."